Дэвид Леруф. Столько силы. Вы можете ее почувствовать. Это чистая сила. Radio Rov 6M.
Trying to ask me is this. Before I answer that, let me just say this. Good question. Let me answer that this way. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. That was a good moment, huh?
Yeah, man, my nipples got hard.
That's B. Young playing the acoustic in the background there. Go ahead, B. Young. Bang on that, man. That's live in the studio. Yeah. All right, let's go to the Olympics. They had something like 17 million people or something like that playing for their television show, and it was American Idol had something like four times as many people. Guys in the background, producers, see if you can actually dig up the numbers, because the numbers are retarded. And I'm wondering, what is it that caused so much fascination in something where you have a lot of folks who are essentially cutting a corner, okay? And I love to see the crash as much as the winner at the starting gate. You got Kelly Clarkson. Okay, she's got a pretty good voice there, but that's not usually why we watch that show. Is it in fact because we're looking for the tragedy of defeat more than the thrill of victory? Do they even still do that on Wide World of Sports? Do they still have that when they open the thing?
Yeah, they still do that crash scene. They have like the top 10 crashes or the top 10 highlights or something. But I think it's like when it comes to the Olympics, people have a certain thing that they want to watch. If it's not going on at that time, they'll surf the television and find something else, because that's what I do. My favorite thing is, you know, the downhill jump and stuff. If it's not on at that time, I'm going to surf for something else. So I feel maybe something like dealing with that nature.
Okay, so what you're telling me that essentially, and tell me if I'm getting this, is a grotesque generality, but I'm particularly fond of this. What you're telling me is that a 6'5" black man who's almost 400 pounds from Montgomery, Alabama, has no interest in figure skating? Speak to that animal, if you would.
Well, you know, man, I just like the girls on the figure skating. I like the outfits, but, you know, they ain't got enough junk in their trunk for me, but, you know, I like to watch the crashes.
I can't beat that. This is Animal's House. I just work here.
Okay.
Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Even the commercials that have showed up for the Olympics here, I went off yesterday, you remember? Because I was reading all of these statistics. So-and-so got the third, and so-and-so got the second gold medal, but not the silver. Then they got the bronze. Then so-and-so competed, and it became very confusing to me. It was a lot easier for me as a little kid when we were just fighting the Russians. You knew who the bad guy was. I don't know. We were talking to Henry Rollins yesterday, and I said, where you been traveling, Henry? And he went to Tajikistan, Kafiristan, Sadikistan, and the stands. I don't even know where the stands are, okay? And I don't know if they're bad guys. Are they? You got to have good guys and bad guys, don't you? I love feuds, like NASCAR. We're gonna bring in somebody from the NASCAR nation in the next few days with some of the drivers and whatnot, because that's feud-based.
You know, Ricky Ratman worked for those guys now.
Worked for who?
the NASCAR.
Okay. Ricky is from Headbangers Ball.
Headbangers Ball. Yeah, he's big time with them. Now, I might get him to call you sometime. I got his number.
Whose number don't you have? That's interesting that Ricky, coming from the hard rock background, would sign into the NASCAR thing, because I'm convinced that half the attraction, and I love NASCAR, half the attraction for NASCAR is the noise. Half the attraction for NASCAR is the sound and the smell, and that sounds like rock and roll to me. Anyways, American Idol beats the Olympics. Fox's Nielsen juggernaut beat NBC's Winter Olympic broadcast today in total viewers. Let's see here. 26.3 million total compared to 16 million for the first hour of the Olympic coverage here. So that's like 10 million more people. What are we seeing in amateur hour? What are we seeing in the Gong Show that's more popular, and I'm not going to take either side on this, that's more popular than what the young athletes are doing, and they're not all young, but what most of the young athletes are doing in the Olympics? What's more attractive about that? Is it the attraction of money? Is it the attraction of fame? Because a lot of the Olympic athletes, their fame only lasts a second. Is it the dream of a million record sales and being on Kathy and Regis? And well, it's not Kathy, it's Kelly.
Well, I think Hung started something, you know, because, you know, his voice wasn't all of that. But so they figure if he can do it, I can do it too. So that's why you got so many people showing up with the crazy voices, can't even hit a note. They say, well, I might get lucky like Hung or something.
Oh, you're talking about William Hung, who did She Bangs.
Yeah, the She Bang Band.
Okay, you know? And I maintain that Bill Hung should have an agent like CAA or whatever, and he should be in the next Adam Sandler movie. He should definitely be in the next Eddie Murphy movie. He should be in the next Chris Rock movie. There's a place for him in that pantheon. You think that's what's attracting people to the show?
I really do think that's what's attracting people to the show, just because of what he done, you know, because you know he couldn't really hold a note, but hey, he had a good showsmanship, good present, and everybody loved, even I liked it myself, and I don't hardly like nothing, man, you know what I mean?
And it's clearly evident when you don't. You know Bill Hung, he was on a season ago, okay? He was on for a few minutes, and yet you know the song, you know the individual, you could even...
We're still talking about him.
You could even draw a cartoon of him, correct?
Of course.
Okay. Can you name me your top three favorite athletes in the Olympics? Go ahead, Adam.
My favorite three top athletes in the Olympics?
Go ahead.
I don't have any. I can't name not one.
That's my point. And it's not just you. I can't either. I think I know Bodie, okay, because that's an unusual name. But beyond that, I don't really know. And you know I read all the time. I watch the TV set all the time. It's constantly on around me. And how is it that I don't know these names? Brian, you yourself, you're a sportsman. You're a devout surfer. You surfed all over the world, correct? Go ahead.
Not everywhere, but yeah, I've been around.
Everywhere that's good to go. Okay. Name me your top three favorite athletes in the Olympics. Go ahead.
I can't, but I did like the guy, the speed skater, and I like the snowboarders, but I don't know their names. I just root for America.
Okay, well, rooting for America is a little difficult if the team isn't fighting a specific foe. If you're fighting everybody, it's more like a barroom brawl, and it becomes kind of a pile-up, a dust-up, as you might call it, okay? And how do you watch a barroom brawl? You can watch a cowboy.
From a distance.
Yeah. That's poetic. That's poetic, is that you do watch it from a distance, and you don't see one person at a time. You see, when you watch a cowboy fight in a bar room, the typical kung fu fight in a saloon with 30 guys on each side slugging it out, how do you pick them out? Unless it's Keanu Reeves and everybody else he's fighting looks identically the same, right?
Because like when I was working at Cat House, the first time I ever saw slam dancing, I thought they was fighting. So I ran out there trying to break it up. And I was like, they dancing, man. That's the first time I was experienced with it, man.
Well, they're white people.
Well, you know, I thought they was fighting, man. So I went out there trying to break it up.
Exactly.
Said, no, we dancing.
People have always thought that about us, animal. We are dancing. It's not really fighting. The fighting is after we pair off and get married.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha. You can name all these folks coming from American Idol. And, of course, all these other shows. When I've talked about Rockstar, the show coming up with Dave Navarro and Brooke Burke, and I said, I think that Van Halen may actually be the band that's going to be on there. And everybody called in. Boom. They're even quoting me. Now, this is funny. I never thought that I would be on this side of the microphone, and when I said something, then other newspapers quote me now. Like this is a real news resource here. Like there's some real substance here. I'd like to think so, but I'm also a realist, man. Dave Roth was quoted as saying, hey, that's news to me. And what I said is, if in fact it's true, I said, I think it's true, but it may not be true. And I said, but here's the name of the show. Here are the hosts of the show. Here's the history of the show. And if Van Halen, in fact, is the band that's going to be on that show, because this to me is the same as American Idol, all right, that if in fact they're going to be on that show, what do you all think? And the phones were throwing off sparks 40 meters long, man. How is it that with all of the money and the lights and the glamour and everything that's lavished onto the Olympics, they're buying tons of commercials here. It's my pride and joy to read them. I even go to the excess of going, I'm not going to read the copy. I'm going to do a religious harangue. Get off your ass. Go and watch the Olympics or you will die and go to hell. Stuff like that. Seriously, that's what I started doing. Next time I get an Olympic... commercial, I'll do the same thing because it makes more sense to me, you know. And I start saying, hey, if you go and you watch the Olympics, then small children will smile as you wander by. Household pets will obey your every command. You will become the sexual epitome to all women and a hero to all of your buddies. Why is it that there's such a reversal there? Okay, because there is a big difference between the two. I think somebody just mentioned to me earlier that the TV is disorganized for the Olympics. Wait, weigh in on this, Holmes. Go ahead and get on the microphone one time. What do you mean by the TV is disorganized? What are you saying there? Go ahead.
Well, for American Idol, you go in, isn't it, like 2-3 nights a week? Same time, same station every single time. The Olympics, you got 20 qualifying rounds for 20 different sports. Then you have 3 rounds to until you get to the medal round.
You've already lost me.
Exactly. And you don't know, like, I don't care about speed skating. I don't care about, you know, downhill skiing. I'm going to watch the hockey games every single time. That's my sport, regardless of who's playing. And I'm going to watch any other sport as long as there's American in it. But I don't know what the hell I'm watching.
Frequently when I'm reading the ads here, they list the gold medal winners and who they're competing with and the names, and it becomes really confusing. You know I can read pretty good.
So, you have like the 1500, then you have the 1000 meter. There's 20 different events for the same sport, and they don't do a good job of explaining it on television. It's not a matter of explaining how the sport works. Everyone knows how speed skating or how hockey works, but, you know, give some kind of background to the event and say, okay, this is the qualifying round. The next round, you can have the gold medal race.
Okay. You know, also, I think that the human interest side of it, who are the athletes, what is their story, and how do you characterize the sport, as opposed to the goalie can only go 15 yards forward, and then if he turns right, that's a disqualification. We run into a lot of that. I can take a potted plant and describe it to you, especially if I have a good cinematographer working with me and a good editor, and if I have B. Young doing the soundtrack in the background, you follow what I'm saying, and we get the right color correction, I can make that potted plant seem like the most interesting downhill skier that ever survived in the history of the sport. Okay? That's creative filmmaking. It's not, you can glamorize, you can romanticize, you can deconstruct, you can make it seem sexy, you can make it seem dangerous. I'll tell you what, turn up the track here. Here we go. In front of me today, I have what considers by most a potted plant. But this is no ordinary potted plant, because in this temperature, it could die at any moment. See, now you're paying attention, right? At approximately 12:04 tomorrow, Zulu time, a Norwegian skater will take this potted plant and, with no regard for its little chlorophyllic life, he will hurl it belligerently down a 47-degree incline to its death. Unless everything goes right. Now you want to see what kind of plants you're going to throw. Is it legal to throw a plant? What does Pamela Anderson Lee think about this? Does PETA also, do they have jurisdiction over potted plants or just plants? Is it possible that somebody could throw a ceramic? How about the people who make ceramics? What are they going to say about this? You could possibly have a ceramic riot, especially if you did a cartoon. I think I'm agreeing with you, man, is that it loses focus. And what I'm seeing is a lot of numbers, a lot of ribbons and stuff. And I'm not getting the background. Are you seeing background stories on the athletes that are there? Here's the farm boy. Here he is on the farm. Here he is cutting down the tree to make his skis. Do you see?
Well, I mean, like in Bodie Miller's cases, yeah, you saw a little bit of his background because he was so outspoken in the past couple weeks and months about, you know, how he goes drinking and then goes skiing and stuff like that. But you don't really hear about many athletes unless they have some kind of, you know, horror story or the woman skier who just fell and then she came back and placed eighth yesterday. You don't hear about a lot of other stuff. You only hear about the big crashes or anything.
Like so many today, you may have stumbled into the truth here. You say it's not interesting unless there's a horror story.
Exactly.
Okay, you might even call it a checkered past.
And it doesn't even, it's not even about the sport until the medals are given out. You know, like, I love hockey, so I'm going to watch, I don't care, like, yesterday I was watching the USA game, I don't care if the Czech Republic and Russia are playing, I'm going to watch it. It's organized, I know what's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on for the speed skating. Yeah, it's still, you know, an ice sport, but...
Okay, what's your thought? But if I'm not... Correct me if I'm mistaken here. What you're reflecting on is that you only get the background on an athlete if they've done something wrong or there's a big problem or an explosion. Well, then that goes back to American Idol. Because most of the people who go on that little stage combust.
William Hung, you know him. Why? Because he was so bad.
He was the best.
But he was great at being so bad.
He was the best combustion. He exploded the biggest, okay? His badness was impressive.
That's right.
His lousiness was perfectly consistent. His lack of attitude, his lack of talent, rather, was impeccable. He never displayed any.
My favorite by Hung is like after he finished singing and they was telling him how bad he was there smiling, saying thank you, yeah, thank you. You know, that what really got me, man.
Well,
like, man,
he knew that he was getting the attention. That's the whole point there. And I guess we're signing up to watch the car crash. This is a very politically correct culture that we're surfing through here, and everybody goes, oh, we want to see the winners, we want to see the triumph of the spirit. No, we don't. We want to see the pile up. We want to see the gangbang. We want to see the smoke and the flames. Don't write it down, Gomes. Just say what you got on your mind there. Go ahead.
I think what was so attractive about him was he was so sincere about it. He honestly thought he had a chance. You know, afterwards he's like, you know, I never had any singing lesson. This is all me. You know, all me, natural.
Okay, and you're saying that he never realized that he was absolutely talentless, right?
Exactly. He had no clue. He was oblivious. And, you know, Paul Abdul, I definitely think, felt bad for him.
Yeah, but then she's lacking her sensibilities as far as showbiz and entertainment. It's like when Mike Tyson bit the other guy's ear off. Lousy boxing. Great, great television. Roth Radio, David Lee, Diamonds Are Forever, New York, but we're talking to Philly, we're talking to Dallas, we're talking to Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and a whole lot of the international community. How do you do ratings on the internet? We're getting internet from everywhere, from Tokyo to Cheyenne, man, everywhere from Roanoke to Rio, everywhere from Berlin to Boston, from Boston to L.A., we belong on the radio in L.A. You know what, my friends, before we continue here with our Olympic title, et cetera, here, then our Olympic title and our topic, et cetera, call your local radio station up. You'll get this at a reasonable time, and you won't have to listen to all the weirdo commercials. That's what they play over the internet. If you're hearing, like, repeat commercials and stuff like that during the show, during the internet stream, during the broadcast, it's because they can't broadcast a lot of the Dr. Della Russo commercials and stuff like that. They were made by union people, and the union guys can't put it on the internet, so that's still, like, a gray area. So if you hear, like, 4 Penn Jillette commercials in a row, bear with us. But evidently the internet is going off. I read where 70 million people are using the internet exclusively now for all their music needs. Our staff of concerned professionals are standing by to service your every one of the aforementioned. So 866-313-3733, the Olympics. Go on the top there. Ira, Roth Radio, you got the spotlight, Ira. What's up?
Hey, well, the problem is with American Idol and the Olympics is that when you come to American Idol, it's every season. The Olympics only happens once every 4 years.
So why is it that the American Idol then still takes precedence by so many millions of people?
Because the other 3 years, no one in the media covers all these Olympic stars. In Austria, these skiers are covered year-long as stars.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that the propaganda needs continuity to live, right?
Exactly. American Idol has annual propaganda.
Okay.
The Olympics only has it once every 4 years.
Yeah, and you know what? You got to maintain the drama, I think.
Exactly. Only,
you know, because there's got to be a lot of drama, which means human interest. Okay, whatever happened in your life that's wrong, that reminds everybody else of you.
Exactly.
That's what I call human interest. My past is so checkered that there's no actual flag. It's just it's a lot of patches sewed together in the shape of a flag. But the flag was gone a very, very long time ago. And if you saw my x-rays, so is half my skeleton. This is the drama that's kept me on page six in reasonable facsimiles for many, many summers. It's probably one of the reasons that my poster is 30 feet tall on the side of the MTV building currently. It's the drama. It's probably not my stentorian vocal tones, though I would love to think so. And you're maintaining, though, that they should have the drama throughout, and we should probably track these athletes as they have their ups and downs. You think that would be a good idea?
Definitely. I mean, Access Hollywood does not cover these Olympic stars the rest of the year. It's only right before the Olympics, and then it's gone.
Okay.
They don't hear about them again.
You know, I agree with you. And my favorite Olympic stars are the ones with the most flaws. Again, because they remind me of myself and my checkered athletic career, my checkered party career, or whatever. I had the captain of the Jamaican bobsled team who was here. They had never even seen snow. There's no snow in Jamaica. And they were vaunted as being last in place, that they would never. They came in last in the eliminations. But that kind of ambition and whatever, there were flaws in the program. I loved that. Eddie the Eagle, who was the, I believe, in Calgary, Canada as well. The fella from Birmingham, England, who was a roof fixer. He was a roofer. And he accidentally fell off of a snow-covered roof of a house, landed in a snowbank, but managed to throw his arms and his legs out as he was hurtling through the air face first, like he had seen as a child on the Olympics. And as he landed, planted it, we call it. In helicopters, we say he fell out of the sky. And as he fell out of the sky face first, he thought, that felt great. So he decided to become a ski jumper and Eddie the Eagle because he had no form at all. You don't throw your arms out in front of you. You don't spread your legs as far as you possibly can. It's the complete opposite of aerodynamic. I'm doing it now. You can probably feel it through the speaker there. And, of course, he was going to be dead last, if not just dead. And that reminds us of how most of us take an approach to our careers. My overall approach to my career is what I call Stevie Wonder and heavy turbulence, baby. These are the kinds of heroes that I look for. What is it? There's the kid who got busted for snowboarding and then he smoked pot during the victory celebration or something like this. And then there's the ice skater who took a baseball bat to the other ice skater. And then there's the first woman who ever did this and the first woman who did that. And there was the Aborigine. The gal who was an Aborigine in Australia when she ran, I forget what that was, maybe it was the 100 meters or something, and she was wearing that way, way cool Speedo suit, you know, with the hat, the headpiece was attached, and she looked like outer space, like Star Trek or something like this, and she won. Amazing stuff. Those are the people that I usually routinely look for in there. Brian, go ahead. Brian, get on there.
Thank you. Last year, I was watching the thing on X Games talking about these guys, how they do their workouts and all the health stuff that they do to get ready for the big thing. But actually, last year I played an X Games party, and those guys do a lot of drinking the night before.
Well, are the X Games Olympic level? Is that an Olympian pursuit, or is that an art form?
Yeah, now it's becoming, right?
Well, wait a minute. X Games, to me, are more of an art form. It's probably closer to a rock concert. You do what you do the best as you can as an artist. And of course, we participate with each other as artists before, during, and after. Okay? Yes, there's competition. Yeah, there is endorsements to be had from winning the competitions. But I perceive the X Games as being closer to a gig. Okay.
Skateboarding, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm having a little trouble judging skateboarder from skateboarder. Okay. It's an aesthetic pursuit. But in terms of who ran across the finish line first, I don't think the X Games are about that. I think it's about you do your art form and you demonstrate for each other. It's more like a rally, perhaps. The Olympics, I always understood, was about who crossed the finish line first. A definable absolute winner, a definable absolute second place, or whatever. Do you get that on American Idol? They're all second place. There's only one person, and out of 1,000, there's one winner, and the rest are first loser. Agree or disagree? 866-313-3733. Just go ahead and hit up the phones there, Hutch. They're all good, and they're all lit up here. Who's up first?
Frank in Jersey.
Frank, you're on Roth Radio.
Oh, okay, Dave. Listen, one of the things that the reasons people don't give a rat's ass about the Winter Olympics, basically elitist sports. You know, it's the type of thing that only rich people are involved in terms of downhill racing. When's the last time you saw somebody lugeing in Central Park? You know, it just doesn't relate to an urban environment. It's too... upper class for most people.
Well, hold on. Let me check. Don't hang up. Let me check on something. Animal?
Yes.
Name me your favorite top two downhill black skiers in the last 20 years. Go ahead.
Who? I don't have none. I don't know. Can't think of one.
Okay, caller, I agree with you. I agree with you. It may well be an elitist sport in many of the departments, but stuff like hockey, those kinds of team sports, whatever. No, those guys come from all of the suburbs. What about curling? Who the hell cares about that? And is in fact curling an expensive sport? What do you need, a broom? I used to hold that job. I kept the broom. Am I good to go? Thanks for calling. I tend to agree with him on a lot of sports there. Also, same thing in Summer Olympics. You got equestrian events. You have to have a university education to even spell equestrian. I'm struggling with the word event. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. Give me Timmy here. Timmy, you're inside. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, all right. Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, friend.
Hey, love your show, man.
Thank you much. What's cooking?
Hey, I was thinking of this American Idol thing. You're talking about great TV. Now, last night, they had this girl. They were doing, another round of cuts. And they said to this girl, they sat her down and said, "Now, you have the potential to be a nightmare on our show."
Oh, which show is this?
This is American Idol.
Okay, and where did you see this?
This was last night.
All right, continue.
Okay, so they tell her she has the potential to be a nightmare, and then they keep her for the next round. She jumps up and down and says, "All right, let's make great television."
Okay, do you think you need a little...
into the next round knowing... that they're expecting her to create drama, because that's what the show is becoming.
Okay, well then I'm going to agree with you, and I agree that the show is becoming that it always was that. Maybe we're just becoming aware of it. Again, The Gong Show is infinitely more popular than Amateur Hour. Do you agree or not?
I did love The Gong Show.
I detected that.
Why don't they have a gong on the show?
Why don't they have a gong on the show? There's probably a copyright issue. There's no, seriously, because I've maintained, why don't we just cut to the crash and put The Gong Show back on? I can't think of anything more obvious, more clearly, possibly, superbly popular than if MTV... or VH1 put on The Gong Show again. And you could have the celebs, me, Animal, B. Young, and Hutch will be the first ones at the panel. Okay, you get a grand big gong and you know how to do this. And then you can do hip-hop gong, you can do country gong. Right?
I want to be Chi-Chi Dancing Machine, man.
You want to be Chi-Chi Dancing Machine.
That's who I want to be.
Okay, exactly. And you would have all of those characters and we can get rid of the frou-frou. Because I, if you think that American Idol was more popular than the Olympics, I can show you a show that would be way more popular than American Idol. Let's just make it a real cluster pile-up, okay?
I want to see Country Gong.
You want to do Country Gong?
I want to see Country Gong.
Exactly. Think about this. You could do Blues Gong. How about Hard Rock Gong? Or even better, Classic Hard Rock Reunion Gong.
I think Metal Gong.
Metal Gong. First up, Judas Priest.
Yeah.
And you can think about this. Somebody has to get in touch with Barris. That's the guy, who owns the Gong Show rights to all the Gong Show. I myself have gone looking for replays of The Gong Show, and I've had an impossible difficulty finding this material. I found the Bob Hope Christmas show from Vietnam. I found the landing of the moon. I can't find The Gong Show. I'm wondering what's holding that up. I think that we should just cut to the crash.
Whatever happened to J.P. Morgan? I haven't heard nothing about her ever.
Well, J.P. is like the Simpson girls. She doesn't really do anything.
Okay.
And she was famous for a while, and now Ashley and Jessica hold that chair.
Okay.
That was a good question, actually. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Pick a number, any number. They're all lit up. Talking about the Olympics versus...
Cleveland.
The American Idol. Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, friend.
Hey, just want to hit you up on the tragic path to the horror stories. It's absolutely true. I have a question to pose to you.
Please.
All right. If anybody in there remembers the Wide World of Sports, what do you remember about the commercial for the Wide World of Sports?
The tragedy of defeat. I think it was Franz Klammer coming off of the downhill ski jump, and he slams off to the left if you're watching the television. I can't tell you who the thrill of victory was. If you kidnapped my sister and held her for ransom and said, you must answer this somehow, I couldn't possibly tell you who the thrill of victory is. My life is based on the agony of defeat. What about you?
Yeah. How about William Hung? I'll tell you what, there's people that don't watch American Idol, but they know who he is.
He's a train wreck. And he's a train wreck, but he's the thrill of victory. That's what people see. This is a Buddhist equation that you're positioning here. He suffered a terrible, tragic defeat, and now we depict him as the thrill of victory. Oh, you gotta love America. God bless America.
Mornings, David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Sounds like he's in the track. That's B. Young live in the background, track blasting. Go ahead, brother, swing on it, man. I got an email here from Blue Point. It says, David, you hit it correct about the train wreck. There is a mean-spiritedness in America that would like to see the idol contestants from American Idol make fools of themselves and hear Simon's hurtful comments. Furthermore, fat couch potato America can watch this on Idol much easier than appreciate the time and training that goes into qualifying for the Olympics. I'm with Animal. I surf for the competition. I want to see. NBC doesn't do a great job on some sports, and I can go on the internet to get the results if I want. Weigh in on this, my friends. 866-3733, or you can email me here at davidleeroth.com. I got one here from Venezuela, and I got one here from Portsmouth, England. Everybody's agreeing in on this. Everybody's weighing in. Go ahead. Pick number 8 there, Hutch. I think we got a good call. Roth Radio, you're talking to Tom. David Lee Roth. Tom, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to talk about you saying you couldn't find anything on The Gong Show or Chuck Barris. You do know that all the speculation that he was a spy for the government basically is true, and that's why you'll never find anything.
Oh, how do you know this, my friend? Do you have some kind of versification in law enforcement or something that you have special info?
I can't exactly tell you what I do, but I will tell you that I am involved in the government.
Okay. We'll call you OGA, Other Government Agency. And you say that you have some inside info that, in fact, this story behind Barris, that he was an operator for the CIA, essentially he was an assassin. That's how he was depicted in the movie, correct?
Well, some of the, everybody embellishes a little bit on it, but that's why he had little innuendos in his speech, in his monologue that went through that. That's why you'll never find anything.
Ah, because I have gone like through a fine-tooth comb looking for this kind of material for the last 10 years, okay? It took a while before DVDs and the internet kicked in, and now I can find pretty much anything. But finding The Gong Show has been near impossible to get any episodes downloaded or from any rental store or whatever. And I recollect watching The Gong Show, and the winners always would go to these bizarre places like Austria or Berlin or these terrible freezing Eastern Bloc places in Hungary or whatever. And I think, who the hell wants to win that? And you're saying that this is essentially a true story.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they would go with him.
This is so fascinating. That's why we can't find this material. Everybody's trying to imitate what The Gong Show started initially. Agreed? Were you a fan of the Gong Show, my friend?
I used to love Gene the Dancing Machine.
Oh, Gene the Dancing Machine. We got our own updated postmodern version right here, huh? Are you familiar with why they got canned? Do you know what the act was that finally sank the Gong Show boat? I remember seeing it, in fact. My friend, did you see it?
Actually, I didn't see it, but...
They were called the Popsicle Twins, and it was two girls who came in with a box of popsicles, and they took turns sucking each other's popsicles while they sang a song to each other, and they got canned. I think it was a little bit of Howard Stern a little bit before the time there. It's unfortunate to see the show go. If the Gong Show was back on, would you watch it?
I would love to watch it.
Okay, and do you not agree that we should just cut to the crash here? And why can't we have, what's your favorite kind of music, my friend? If you had to choose a song or something, what would you choose? What kind of music right now?
I grew up listening to your music.
Okay, actually, classic.
That's why you're the only reason why I gave the station a chance.
Okay, thanks. Then we would play classic rock Gong Show.
Yeah.
And we could do all the reunions. First up, Cream.
Well, listen, thank you very much, and keep up the good work. You're doing a good job. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Thank you so much, my friend. Give us a call again sometime. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. We live in a cartoon culture. The people who are on it's the Gong Show. I was going to say that. Let's call it the Gong Show. Those who are on the Gong Show, American Idol, it's a cartoon. Even the judges are served up as kind of caricatures of a kind of a person, a community. Each person represents a community. Simon represents dry, sarcastic, cynical. Well, Hutch, you can speak to this.
Dry, sarcastic, cynical,
and see how
British guy.
And you see how it works better with the accent? It's like every documentary is better with that accent. Watch, I'll do my favorite documentary voice, okay? And this is what I hear inside my head whenever we get, like, Sasha, our intern, in here. Okay, right? Turn off the music.
The weak and the infirm lag behind the herd while the leopard crawls to the tree line, silently, deadly. Now there can only be one outcome.
Oh, yeah.
That was great, Dave. I like that, man. That was great.
That works much better in a British voice, right? See, if you do the accent, right? Or you can do the Dahlonega, Georgia hunter voice. Okay, same thing, same club, same supermodel. Watch.
Now, what y'all do is you get your hand out kind of slow-like.
Trying to sound like me over there, Dave.
Yeah. Now what you got to do is you got to go and sneak up kind of slow-like. The accent is really important. What part of the community does Paula Abdul represent? The frustrated... What age group is Paula now? How old is Paula Abdul? Anybody know?
She's got to be up there. 30? 40?
40 years old? Yeah. She looks like she's in her early 30s. Good enough for me. Like music. If it looks good, it is good. If it sounds good, it is good. But now she's been going through a thing with Dr. Phil, so she's a little upset, okay? She's kind of entered the Sheryl Crow loop of recreation now. There's a lot of tears. There's a lot of running. There's a lot of accusations. I think she probably represents that community, a community of very unhappy women who are still good-looking but can't land better than a contestant on the Gong Show, okay? What about Randy? Is he black, animal?
I really don't know if he's black or white, but he's just a high yellow black guy, I would say, man, you know. But I think he's black. Maybe a little Chinese in him a little bit.
Well, see, there is an element of worldliness there, okay? There is something other than downtown that's not hip-hop. Agreed?
Yeah, I agree. He got that Tiger Woods look about him.
He's cosmopolitan or something there. But in order to make sure that we know that he's black, because the jury is still out on Lenny Kravitz, much to his chagrin, okay, to make sure he does what Oprah does. He'll be talking like in one voice, and then he'll switch into the other. You watch. I'll do it. Go ahead. Turn the music on.
A, B, C, D.
You know what I'm meaning, y'all. And he kicks back into that so that he gets the... so that he has that kind of credibility there. But each person is now an illustration of a different kind of a community. And again, we live in a cartoon society here. I'm convinced that that whole gong show thing is a cartoon. The Olympics are not. That to me is still sport. That's still, you know, the competition and everything that you learn coming up from junior high school. Speaking on the cartoon toy society that we live in is John Waterhouse coming up at 8 o'clock too. He's in town for the toy fair. This all glues together. I'll show you how later.
Okay.
But he's in town for the toy show, and that's what everybody's been playing with out in the hallway there. They're running the toys and the cars up and down the hallway here. So he's coming in at 8 o'clock, and perhaps even more importantly, Natalie Reed, the fake Paris Hilton, is going to be here at 8:15. She's actually like a real living action figure. You know what I'm saying? This ties into American Idol. Why isn't the fake Paris Hilton a judge on American Idol? Go ahead and pick a call here, Hutch. Let's get somebody else to give an idea. 866-313-3733. Roth Radio, you're in the spotlight. Go ahead.
Dan.
Dan, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
How are you doing today, Dan?
Good, man, good. You know, I had someone there in the studio was talking about, you know, all the different, you know, rounds and qualifiers, the Olympics, and they can't keep track of what's going on. And, you know, America loves extremes, whether it's, you know, the train wreck or whether it's the, you know, final shot on the buzzer, to win the championship. And I think if the Olympics advertised that way and we knew when a medal round was up and we knew who was competing and tonight turn on to see that, the, you know, this medal round is going to be, because I think people win medals left and right and you never know when they're winning them and when it's on. And you certainly know when the Super Bowl's on. You certainly know when the NBA playoffs are on. You know when the World Series is on. I think maybe we need to communicate that way.
You know, I'm going to agree with you. What would be the remedy to make heroes out of these people? How do you get some character out of these individuals? Do you see enough background on these athletes when the Olympics are not on? Do you see anything in regard to these athletes or their coaches when they're not on?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And I think, and whether that's a good thing or it would help or not, because, I mean, I think there's even a majority of America who, you know, how many people will watch the entire basketball season but will watch the playoffs?
Okay, between the two, between the Olympics and American Idol, which one would you pick? Choose right now. Go. Don't think.
American Idol.
Okay, why?
I think there's a better entertainment factor there. And you know the nights they're going to show the train wrecks, and you know when the night's going to be there when it's going to be those last three people, and you know when someone's going to win.
Very interesting.
I just don't think, you know, you don't know when there's, what, you know, is someone going to win a medal tonight, or is this going to be a qualifier?
So you're saying that there's a dependability and a lack of information. There's a lack of dependability. You don't know what you're punching into, and that dependability means everything to you. Agreed?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good call.
I think America loves extremes, or it's one way or the other.
I agree. Thanks so much. 866-313-3733. Go ahead and take Brian here. He's calling down number 8 there, Hutch. He's a fan of the Idol, too. Brian, you're on. What do you think?
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm excellent this morning. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I just wanted to say I would choose American Idol over the Olympics because American Idol contestants are people trying to make a name for themselves. And in the Olympics, the sports figures are already...
Did we lose him? He disappeared into the vortex. He just drove under an underpass. We'll fish him back in.
No, he's there. Speak.
Did we lose you?
I'm still here.
No, your phone is cutting in and out. You know what, Hutch? We'll pick it up right after this.
David Lee Roth. Mornings.